This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This one,
though, Kyle was looking at me. He was wondering what I was gonna sing.
It's Karaoke Friday.
I've searched to find the love within. I came back to let you know. Now, this one I listen to when I'm in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Got a thing for you when I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me.
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
I'm in a daze. From your love, you see. I ain't gonna hit this note though. It's a little bit too high.
Let you should have tried.
Got a thing for you when I can't let go. This sounds like the smooth jazz listening channel right about now.
Yeah, it is. Well,
around the world for love, but they can never find.
What's wrong with you?
Love.
You know what I can't wait for? The YouTube
what
comments
you
on this
won't
one.
Do. Mm-hmm. Do for love.
Well, check in with you people coming
you
up
tried
around
everything.
1:30. Yeah, they're going to be on.
I need everybody's thoughts on who's singing. Yeah. It's not good.
In my world.
Well, we're enabling this, Kyle. I mean, when I let it breathe, I know he's going to start to
make
sing.
Make me do for love what I would not do.
That's it. Okay, I'm
just
done.
Powering through. Just powering
yeah.
through.
My friends wonder what is wrong with me. I'm on the top of the y'all should have never put me on TV. I'm just saying. I was doing all right.
Yep.
You people, we need to know what you think. We'll check in with the YouTube audience coming up around 1:30. You can watch the show live on YouTube every day, 10 to 2. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls in just a minute on Abdul Carter. I am emboldened now by the caller that told me that the trade value chart actually
he put jumper cables on
the jumper. When he told me it was actually a steal for the Eagles, that they were getting a bargain, everyone out there that is afraid of this trade, oh, it's too much. Not too much. It's actually cheap. This is actually a discount to trade up from 32 all the way to 1. We're not giving up multiple ones. We're not trading this year's draft and next year's. I'm trading 4/5. I mean, come on. You can't even name players that go in the 5th round this year. You don't know their name yet. Don't lie. Don't pretend. Now, here's what I do know. You know who Abdul Carter is. He's going to be a stud. 215-592-9494. All right. That's one option. Your phone calls on this. And we need your Masters meal. The best meal we get today with the idea that if you won the Masters, what would the meal be that you'd serve the next year, have served for you the next year? Best answer we get today, $100 gift card to Sunoco. It is a tri-day Friday. All right, Hugh, yesterday we spoke about T.J. Watt, right? There's a little brewing situation in Pittsburgh.
He ain't happy.
He wants more money. And right now it seems like the Steelers don't want to give him that money. So we speculated yesterday, well, could the Eagles get involved, right, and how much it would cost? And he wants a new contract, which complicates things, obviously, here, because we know the Eagles don't have a lot of funds moving forward to give out. But part of it is like, all right, how much would you give up for T.J. Watt, knowing you also have to pay him? And then I said yesterday, I'm not giving up 2 ones. Kyle would give up the sun, the moon, and the stars. 2-0 Douglas doesn't want to
trade
for
you.
You know what I'm leaving? Pittsburgh's okay.
You know?
The street's a little narrow.
It's quite a poll question. Would you trade Hugh Douglas to get T.J. Watt? I mean, I think
in a heartbeat.
Well, the sentimentality for you, because people love you, would be.
I mean, it depends on who you ask.
If you put up, would you trade Joe Giglio or Spike Eskin or Joe DeCam or Elliott Shore Parks for T.J. Watt? It'd be a 99 to actually be 100-0. They'd all trade us away. You, I think, it'd be a little tougher. All right,
nah, they'd get rid of me too.
I don't know.
You haven't seen? Have you seen my social media feed?
Yeah, but
I done made a lot of people mad these last couple days, and guess what? Ain't lost not Nan's sleep.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, you don't worry about that. All right. What would it actually cost, though, for TJ Watt? We were speculating a lot yesterday. What if it's not as much as we thought? Listen to this audio. 93.7, the Fan out in Pittsburgh. Steve Palazzo, I think you say his name?
Nailed it.
Something like that.
Yep.
He was on with those guys. Listen to his take on all this.
I'd have to see what the exact Denny looks like in the new deal. So a lot of times the team games, you're taking on the contract. You're taking on the assumption that he's going to want to get paid there. So it's a big ask of the receive team here, right?
Yeah,
so
you'd trade for him and you'd sign him to an extension like the Steelers did with Metcalf.
Right, exactly. So before the trade, it's actually not bad. Like when Matthew Stafford was traded to the Lions, it ended up being an awesome deal for the Lions. I'm sorry, when Goff was traded to the Lions, his signing bonus was already paid for. So he goes from like a whatever it was, $40 million back to like 25. And all of a sudden he becomes a deal. But with Watt, it's the new contract. So you're talking a third. I mean, we went through this with Myles Garrett. It's like 2 ones for Myles Garrett. Well, no, you got to pay him 40. So no one's going to give up 2 ones to go, you know, pay a guy that much money.
Excuse me? A third round pick? If that's all the prices for TJ Watt, the Eagles have to investigate it. And then we'll figure out the money part later. Third round pick? That's nothing for TJ Watt.
I think it's going to be more than that. I understand his logic. In his thinking, but I think it's going to be more than that. And then you got to, like, the financials about the money.
Right.
I mean, you're going to have to pay him. No question about it.
Yeah, that's non-negotiable. Yeah. He's going to want the money. I do wonder, now, I think he might be a little, maybe that's his opinion on what it should cost, and that's what things should cost in a marketplace, or not what they actually do cost, because you get bidders in there, right? If TJ Watt got on the market, you'd have 4 or 5 or 6 teams bidding on him, and then, you know, one team offers a 2, the other team has to match it or top it or whatever. I think it would actually cost more than that, but is he right? I mean, I remember when we brought this up with Myles Garrett, Elliott told us he didn't think it would cost as much as we did. Now, he ultimately didn't get traded. What do you think it would actually cost for TJ Watt? Trade, not the money, I mean a trade. He thinks it's 30 years old, only 1 year left on his deal. So that's obviously part of his thinking is you'd only have him for 1 year. You cannot pay as much.
Okay, but if you get a caliber player like TJ Watt, don't you want to keep him to give up the draft pick?
Of course you do.
A third round pick, I'm thinking maybe a 2.
But that doesn't seem like that much to me. Yeah. The Eagles have the 64th pick in the draft.
But you know what it is? Here's the thing. All depends on how much you covered those draft picks. Things have changed. And that's why it's kind of hard to assess this, because not that long ago, those picks were coveted.
Yeah.
But now, you know, you have too many people moving in free agency and all this other stuff. It's not the same as it used to be. But it feels like the Eagles still covered those picks. It feels like that's what they do. So I don't know with that. And to your point, or to my point, they've hit on a lot of those picks, and they've been pretty, know what I mean?
They've done well lately.
So it depends on how you value that lesser round talent.
If it just costs a third round pick, I need Howie Roseman on the phone tomorrow. I mean, like, I you need to get involved in this if that's all it costs, and they're actually willing to move him. I think it would be more than that, but perhaps not as much as we were speculating yesterday. 215-592-9494. TJ Watch continues here on the Midday Show. And I don't know if this one's going to go away. We might monitor this one for the next few weeks up until the draft, because if he's considering holding out, they've got an issue on their hands. And I expect the Eagles, with 20 draft picks the next 2 years, to have their ear to the grindstone here. Like, pay attention to this. If Pittsburgh's willing to answer the phone, perhaps the Eagles make an offer here. That was interesting, though, only potentially third-round pick. Let's go to Dan, who's up on WIP, talking about the Abdul Carter thought. What's up, Dan? Dan from outer space. We'll put him back on hold. Is Dan going to be all right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple.
for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Speaking of space, did you see the space lady? Her chin, like her chin got longer when she was in space.
What? The lady that was up there with that guy for a year?
Like all jokes aside, and she got longer. You haven't seen the pictures?
No.
Her face, like they lost a lot
Whose
of weight.
Face?
The lady space and the guy lady. That was space in the space lady.
He talked about it every morning lady? In our meeting.
Yeah, Joe, Kyle wasn't paying attention. The lady, they
I tuned you out sometimes.
They went, the two people that were stuck in space.
Oh,
okay. You know,
okay,
the one that he was recklessly speculating about. The,
oh, yeah, they got it in. Mm-hmm. They got it in space. You can't tell. They was up there for like 9 months. They got it in. They definitely got it in.
So her face looked different?
Like her chin grew.
How do I search this? Space lady's face?
I forgot her name, but she got taller.
Astronaut.
She lost weight, and she because they're having a rehab and something's wrong with her eyes. It's gonna take a while for her to adjust to being back on
different.
on Earth.
Yeah, a NASA astronaut bizarrely grew 2 inches.
Yeah,
after a 340-day stay in this international space shuttle.
Yeah, and her chin got longer.
Does she think she looks better, or is she upset about this?
I mean, I'm not about to answer what she looked like, but her chin did get longer. I'm just saying.
You seem like you were the expert.
No, I'm saying they talked about how their bodies changed from being in space.
Now, does it go back to normal if you're here for a while, or are you stuck that way?
Well, I know that her recovery is longer than his because of her female anatomy. Oh. Some of the stuff that, like, I think they said something about her eyes is going to take her a little longer to recover. You know, they had to, when they got out of there, they had to wheel him out. And they had to go to the hospital. They had to rehab because they'd lost a lot of muscle.
You know, I don't know if this has ever come up, which is actually a shocker. Where are you on colonizing space? Would you go?
Would I go with would I go?
Well, let's break this down in a couple things. One, would you go to live? And then two, would you go to vacation if you could? Like, are you a space? Are you a space guy? Or are you afraid of space?
Like Flossin's Paradise.
You're famously
Flossin's Paradise. You remember that from Fifth Element? Yeah. Flossin's Paradise. Yeah, I go.
You're famously afraid of the water and ocean, but you're not afraid of space. Because I'm way more afraid of space than the ocean.
No, I go in space.
You can float away.
I mean,
I know how to swim. I could just swim.
No, I mean, I go in space just to see what it looked like out there.
So you go on a space vacation?
Yeah, I would definitely go. I'll go live on another planet if I could. I kind of live on my own planet.
Some would say you do now.
I live on my own, planet now. So, I mean, it's like, it's just, you know, I go back.
Where'd you go? We haven't seen him in a while. Yeah, he's on another planet.
Space cadet, yeah.
All right, Dan, back from outer space. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Dan. What's up?
Hey, got to tell you, you got to keep his back brace on today. You guys might break his back for him on the Ashfield Carter thing.
Well, we're just trying to get him right here, Dan. We're trying to make sure he understands this is the right thing to do. Are you in or are you out on Abdua?
I'm out on it. I mean, he's a great player, but I don't know about those picks. I mean, I'd rather take three good, solid players out of those eight picks.
What if he's as good as Jalen Carter, Dan? What do you think then?
Yeah, if he's as good as that, I mean, it's hard to know. I mean, a caller earlier has talked about it, you know, if you can split it up over 2 years, but I'm not sure if that's a good idea either. You know, give him picks from this year and from next year.
Yeah, but I actually think the picks are less valuable this year because they're later. You know, they're later.
They're drafting in the late. Yeah, right. They're drafting at the bottom of each round.
Yeah, it's the best. The best possible spot. I mean, if they win the Super Bowl again next year, it's the same thing. But we can't guarantee that.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, it's a great player. That's for sure.
Oh, he's awesome, and I think he's going to be an awesome NFL player. All right, Dan, what do you got for us for your Masters meal?
So for appetizers, I've got grilled shrimp and mozzarella sticks with jalapeno dip.
Ooh.
And then main course, you have smoked brisket, mashed potatoes and gravy, and smoked baked beans. I don't know if you guys ever had to put them on the smoker when you make brisket. Get like a smoked flavor into your barbecue beans.
Now we're talking here, yep.
And then for dessert, being that it's Georgia, you get the peach pie and then deep fried ice cream. I don't know if you ever had that.
Peach pie and deep fried ice cream.
You take
good, man.
Rice Krispie and corn flakes, you crunch them up, and you take like a ball of ice cream and roll it into the corn flakes and the Rice Krispies, and you put it in the deep fry it for a couple of seconds. The outside gets real crunchy, and then you have like your ice cream on the inside.
Dan, you came with your fastball here. I mean, this is good stuff. Dan, appreciate it.
Do they make those individually? Or like, you know, I'm assuming you got to make those individually.
They're like little balls.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
What?
Like, do they have
to, they have chefs.
I mean, that make them individually.
This isn't some, like, slipshod event. I mean, this is
the
Masters.
I'm just saying, it just seems like a lot to just eat some ice cream.
But you're not cooking it. You're just eating
it. No, I'm just saying, it just seems like a lot.
You don't got to worry about it, pal.
No, it's right. I'm not cooking it.
All right, now that we're this our second segment with pie, where are we on peach pie? Come on. Peach pie's great.
Nah.
Break the tie, Hugh. Peach pie?
I like peach pie.
Okay. Better than strawberry pie. Peach pie or strawberry pie?
Yeah, we can go with
that. All right, so peach pie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it would be best if nobody brings up pie again.
Well, that's going to be hard. People are trying to win this prize. They have pie as part of the dessert.
It's not you I'm worried about.
I know. You've gone to full Friday mode. It's not even 1 o'clock and we've lost you.
Ooh, man. Yeah.
And Giggles Douglas enters the arena.
The goofy giggling is the best.
All right, so I've noticed something here with the anti-Abdul crowd here. And you touched on this earlier, but then you moved away from it. I don't think this is particular just you. There are people out there who don't believe Howie is ever going to miss in the draft again. That's part of this, because people keep assuming, a lot of people don't want to do this, assume these draft picks are going to become something. I'm not as sure as you, as everyone else is, that Howie's going to keep nailing the draft. Now, I trust him, and I think he's done better lately, and I think he's done a smart thing. He going to the SEC, going to Georgia, going to Alabama. And I think he's figured it out to an extent. But no one figures the draft out to 80%, right? Like, he's going to come back to the earth a little bit here at some point. So, I don't know. How do we know this draft's going to be good for the Eagles? I hope it is, but this draft might be three or four bad.
I think it is, because the one thing that I've noticed about Howie in the last couple of drafts that he's been in, well, especially the last one, is like he's willing to take a chance. Because he believes in the personnel that he has around him to help develop these players. We talk about Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter would have probably been consensus overall first pick in the draft.
Yeah. Yep, it would have been.
If he didn't get in trouble. And I look at some of these guys and some of these young guys that are coming into this draft. Like Abdul Carter has a great resume. He really, really does. And he's a kid that, for the most part, from what I've read or didn't read about him, has a pretty good track record as far as staying out of trouble and doing all the right things. But sometimes, you know, and it's hard for people to do, and I get that, because some circumstances are more egregious than others. Mm-hmm. You tend to pass on people because you don't want the negative publicity, or you're not equipped to deal with potentially what could transpire with that person or said athlete or whatever. I think that the Eagles are better to handle situations like that than any other football team or any other franchise. So as we were talking about this and I'm looking through of some of the players that are playing, there's a lot of guys out there that they might have had questionable things that happened. Maybe their work ethic isn't that great. Maybe they've got in trouble for speeding or other things. That I look at it, they might be as talented as Abdul Carter. And another thing is, this is Abdul Carter. Abdul Carter played pass rusher, defensive end, 1 year. Yeah, edge rusher, 1 year. Yeah. And he has a unique skill set. He reminds me of the, as far as the skill set is concerned, of the defensive lineman, the edge rusher that the Jacksonville Jaguars got from Georgia.
Trayvon Walker.
That nobody had him as the number one overall pick but the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, he's had a pretty decent career.
Yeah, I'd say pretty good.
Yeah, but he's not, like, when you think of that number one overall pick, you think of a Myles Garrett. He's not that.
Yeah, I mean, Hutchinson went after him, and he's been better.
Yeah, yeah. So it's one of those things where I feel like in this draft in particular, just looking at some of the edge rushers that he's up against, their film is just as good, but his resume as far as the off-the-field stuff is better. Because you look at James – I looked at James Pierce. James Pierce has the body type of a Javon Kurse. And we all know the kind of career Javon Kurse had. He has a little trouble setting the edge. Some of the same things are being said by all of these guys, you know, having trouble setting the edge, playing with their hands and all that stuff. That's something that you learn. But I feel like you can get a guy that's just as comparable – and still get all those other picks that you need in this draft if you do it the right way.
Well, that's a huge part of it. Like, what could they get? And it's hard because they're at 32, so you don't know how the board's going to fall. But what could you get later in the draft? 215-592-9494. Ron and Monco is up talking about the Phils. What's up, Ron?
What's up, boys?
Well, you know, Ron.
How you doing, buddy?
There it is. Now we're good.
I'm getting all these pie jokes.
I always acknowledge you here. You know that.
Yeah, I know you do.
All right, go back in your coma now. All right.
I took a shot.
Yo, all right. Joe, did you get my thing that I sent you on Robin Roberts?
What'd you send me on Robin Roberts?
Kyle didn't do his job. Okay.
I made the very unfortunate mistake of sharing my email with Ron from Monco.
Oh, you didn't forward me Ron's email about Robin Roberts?
No.
Okay.
I'm more leaning towards blocking him for good than.
All right, what was it, Robin Roberts?
What do we got on Robin Roberts?
Okay, Robin Roberts. Okay, I'm not keeping my mouth shut. Okay, about these people, and I'm not going to name names, but they call in, they pretend they're baseball guys, they throw numbers at you, they try to, now you see me, now you don't think. Mm. Listen, you compare Robin Roberts, okay, to the Aaron Nola. You are completely out of your freaking mind. Okay.
Name names. Why not?
No, I'm not going to name names because I like
Come
the
on.
Old guy.
Coward.
I'm not doing it. But I'm telling you, if you look at Robin Roberts, look at the complete games he's got. Look at the wins he's got. Look how many years he picked. His worst numbers are better than Aaron Nola's. Okay, so I'm tired of this stuff, and you just gave the guy $170 million. You know how many big contracts are on this team? Four or five of them, and mega, mega money. Okay, and this team is terrible. It's like I'd rather go cut the grass or watch the grass grow or paint something than watch the Phillies already. They're terrible.
They're not terrible, but they might.
No, they're
flawed.
Terrible, Joe. This thing's about to fall apart, and it's not even. We're not even in May. This thing is going to get rocky, and it's just going to get worse. It's going to get worse. This thing is looking for a place to die. that's what it is.
That's
okay. They
button.
Made all the wrong moves. Okay, and they're already reverting back. Okay, a zebra can't change its stripes. It just can't do it. This team, this battery, okay, cannot work the pitcher. They give you a little taste of it, and then they collectively revert right back as a unit.
It sounds like you're excited for Nola's start and the weekend in St. Louis.
Listen, he's going to get smoked. He's always going to get smoked. Let me tell you something. Aaron Nola, if he had to pitch, okay, even seven innings, you remember Randy Wolf?
Yes, Sire. Yeah, the Wolf Pack. How can I forget Randy Wolf?
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is he was a middle line pitcher, but he was a workhorse.
Well, Nola's better than Randy Wolf. I mean, come on.
No, he's not.
Yes,
better.
Yes, he is. Ron, stop.
Look, hey, Joe, you want to go? My strikeout.
Aaron Nola's better than Randy Wolf, Ron.
No.
Yes,
Randy
he
Wolf
is. Aw, you're nuts on this
no.
one.
How many things does Aaron Nola have?
I don't care about wins. It's 2025. The bullpen comes in the game.
Well, see, that's what they've done to me, Joe. They turned you into a pantry. That's what they've done.
Anyway.
I'm
Because I think Randy Wolf isn't as good as Aaron Nola?
No, Lucas.
You're
Randy
nuts.
Wolf was he was a workhorse, dude. And he's just an example.
First of all, I didn't make the Robin Roberts comparison. And I'm not comparing him to Steve Carlton, but he's better than Randy Wolf, for goodness sake.
John Middleton, call me.
Oh,
call
yeah.
Me.
That's what
I'll get you out of this. So I'll take all the years I got left. The few years I got left, I'll give it to you.
Randy Wolf's first 10 years in the major leagues, he had a 4.25 ERA. I mean, come on.
Listen to me. He got you 14 wins every year.
Because he had offense behind him. What are we talking about here? He's an average pitcher, Ron.
Well, you just walked right into my bear trap. What? Look at the money they spent for that lineup.
Gotcha. He gotcha.
In the bear trap.
But that has nothing to do with Nola. The lineup not hitting is not Nola's fault. I don't even think Nola's pitched well so far this year. Ron, appreciate it. You know, he came in saying he was mad at someone for making a comparison of Robin Roberts to Aaron Nola, and he made one almost equally as ridiculous, comparing Aaron Nola to Randy Wolf.
I hope Ron's happy, too, because my mom texted in, very upset.
At the Randy Wolf comparison?
Ron in general.
The whole phone call?
Yeah. It made my mom upset. Ron.
I mean, holy moly. I mean...
Is that... What'd she say?
Well, she's mad at Ron.
I mean,
Mr. Doomsday all the time.
Oh, your choice word? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you better clean yourself up over there.
Wait a minute, I didn't do anything.
Kyle's mom's listening.
That's right.
Don't you embarrass yourself. 215.
Don't embarrass me.
Too late.
215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. Plus, the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. This is an interesting one. We'll get to it next. Your calls. Would you trade the whole draft for Abdul Carter? I would. And can anyone top the Randy Wolf, Aaron Nola comp? We'll see on the Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air. And you know what else is in the air? The smell of the grills firing up. It's time to take cooking outside again, people. So picture this. You're in the backyard. A juicy Hatfield marinated tenderloin is on the grill. And on the flat top, you already know what it is. Bacon sizzling to perfection. That's what I'm talking about all spring long. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you. And put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.